My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip: if you want to add some joy to your day, take a lesson from James Bond. Over the years, I've interviewed a lot of famous actors and big stars. I've often been struck by how many of them are truly grateful and appreciative of what they have. Now, you may say, they better be. They're stars. They have everything. But just think of how many people who are less fortunate are looking at you and thinking that you have everything and wondering why you're not grateful. It's easy to say that others should appreciate where they are, and much harder to recognize the same in ourselves. No matter what you have or don't have, it becomes the norm. Psychologists refer to it as habituation. You're no longer surprised by what you have, and then you start thinking of all the things that might be different or better. Sometimes it helps to give yourself a physical reminder that you do want to be happy right now with what you have right now, and you're not going to let outside events change how you feel. I learned a great lesson about that many years ago when I interviewed the actor Daniel Craig right after he had finished shooting his first James Bond movie. Most of us now think of Daniel Craig as the best Bond ever, so it's hard to remember that the internet had been horrible to Craig when he first got the role. He didn't look right, he was too blonde, too serious. Some critics complained that he looked more like the bad guy than the hero. When I met him, he was physically exhausted from the grueling schedule of long days on the set and long nights at the gym, building the strength needed to be 007. Now that the movie was done, he was not enjoying the moment. I happened to have been the first American reporter to talk to him at that point. He knew his life was about to change, but he didn't know exactly how. He was worried about making a great movie for the fans and maintaining the integrity of his own career. Being typecast as James Bond forever after may be a high-class problem that any actor would relish, but Craig was unsure about how it was going to affect him ever after. Craig and I had breakfast together at his suite at the elegant Dorchester Hotel in London. As we talked, I happened to notice a bracelet on his wrist. I leaned over to see it, and the inscription said, "The more joy we have, the more nearly perfect we are." Let me say that one more time. The more joy we have, the more nearly perfect we are. Daniel Craig told me it was a quote from the philosopher Spinoza, And he said, I love the idea that joy is what makes you perfect. It's a good philosophy to get through life, isn't it? Feeling joy and gratitude in the midst of a pressured situation can help you calm down and gain some perspective. Later, when Craig's movie Casino Royale made more money and got better reviews than any Bond movie in history, I hoped Daniel Craig felt better. But I also knew that what really mattered for him was the reminder of that bracelet. Joy comes from the inside, not out. Even for an actor on the verge of being a worldwide icon, happiness isn't a given. You have to be willing to be grateful for where you are and hopeful for what comes next. After one of the James Bond movies a few years ago, Craig told a reporter that he wasn't doing anymore. He was done, exhausted, and he said he'd rather slash his wrists than continue being Bond. But by the next year, he had fully changed his tune. He said, as far as I'm concerned, I've got the best job in the world. I'll keep doing it. Daniel Craig does make ridiculous sums of money for being James Bond now, but I can understand those ups and downs of how he felt. We all go through those moments of wanting to be somewhere else or maybe be someone else. Maybe we're exhausted after our work. We think we never want to continue it, and we forget to be grateful for what we've just done and what might be. And that's true even when you're one of the most famous movie stars in the world. But Daniel Craig gave himself one gift that was worth more than money. The reminder that joy is what matters, and joy is what makes us perfect. Joy gets you through long movie shoots, exhausting days in the gym, or any kind of job that the rest of us have. So today, remember that line from Spinoza that inspired Daniel Craig, and look for joy wherever you can. Be grateful for what you've done and where you can go next. Whether the world has you shaken or stirred, you can feel good about it when you have the right mindset. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.